You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We need to get right into somebody's problem here.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
If somebody wanted to reach out, Jeremy, and share a problem with us, how do they find us?
Well, three big ways you can find us. Go to mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy link, or you can find us on Instagram or Facebook. All you have to do is search Dom and Jeremy.
She says, very first line is, "Hi, boys, please don't use my name," and then "please" with an exclamation point.
Okay.
You know, your identity is safe with us. We'll just call her Jennifer. She goes, "I want to know what you would do in this situation. I've been married for 3 years, and things are not like they were when we first got together. Not terrible, but the honeymoon is definitely over. Anyway, back in February, I actually kissed a guy I work with. We were out somewhere with coworkers. He walked me to my car, and out of the blue, he just kissed me, and I definitely kissed him back.
Whoa.
The whole thing lasted about 30 seconds and could have been much more if we'd allowed it. The next Monday at work, I told him that it wasn't right and we couldn't do that again, and he was totally cool. But for the last 6 months, it has really, really made me guilty, and I'm wondering if I should tell my husband, because really, I cheated on him. I kissed someone else and enjoyed it a lot." And she writes, "Do you admit a kiss? And if 6 months has gone by, do you admit it or just let it go? Thanks for your show. I've listened for more than 5 years and count on you boys to get me started every day."
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
We'll call her Jennifer.
Kisses Jennifer. If she was here, she'd probably kiss both of us.
Hey,
by the sound of things.
So that's the question before our listeners this morning. This is most definitely a five call says it all. And there's two parts to this, right? I mean, A, admitting, do you admit just a kiss? Do you blow that off and like, that, I'm never going to let that happen again? So why ruin someone's life for that? So I will let it go. And then secondly, there's the matter of 6 months has gone by. Because if that's the case, if you say, well, it doesn't matter, like 30 years ago, if you kissed somebody else, do you, you know, admit it?
Do you fess up?
So that's what I'm wondering about, the two parts of this. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like she's already in a rocky relationship. I don't think it's going to, this little kiss is just not an isolated incident. I think she's going to be going back for more eventually. But right now, maybe not say anything. Maybe.
How come?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think about this because I need to know. I mean, she basically laid out that things have not been that great right now.
Yeah, but she
also
says
this might just make
it
worse.
She says it's not terrible. It's just, look.
But this might sway her in the direction of making it terrible.
Well, maybe. I mean, if you want to deconstruct it and take just that part about how it's, you know, not terrible, but it's not like it was. That's part of that whole how people, both men and women, will often build up the wedding is the event, right? And it's the fairy tale thing. And then
it's one
nobody
day,
ever,
and it's,
nobody ever looks at, you know, real life after that. They just, they're caught up in the glam and glitz and glamour of the wedding.
Yeah.
Not thinking, oh, well now we're just, you know, after the wedding gifts have been put away and our friends have all gone home, then we're still together. And I think that's what's going on there, is that she's probably just faced with reality that it's not always like it was the day you got married.
So what do? You just run out and start making out with people?
No. That's why I'm saying I think she might be making too much of the fact that it's not the fireworks that it was when they were dating. You know, you have to shift into a different mode, and that doesn't mean that you take all the fun out. It certainly doesn't mean you take the romance out, but you still have a little bit of a maturing mindset. After you get, you know, you went through that, you know, you guys had the, you know, the exciting courtship and fun and you were young and kicking your heels up and going out all the time. And now look, you're married, you got two kids.
Yeah.
You know, your big, you know, thing these days is putting in a new patio slab, right?
That we can sit on and spend time together.
And I'm not knocking it at all. I'm just saying that your expectations for a relationship morph a little bit, and I think a lot of it is maturing.
It could
be. Again, for the third time, I'll say it doesn't mean you can't go out and have fun. You do.
Yep.
But you just look at your relationship with someone a little bit. It's through a different prism. So I wouldn't make too much of this. Oh, it's not the fireworks that it was. I mean, it can't be. Depending, you know, you get out of something what you put into it.
Yeah. I mean, right? I'm saying at this point, maybe don't say anything. And I especially think if it is an isolated thing and you do go 6 months, don't say anything after the 6 month mark. Just let it go.
So she didn't want us to use her name, so we're going to call her Jennifer. But she wrote in and said that she's been married 3 years. The spark has kind of gone out of their relationship, but it's not terrible. But she says 6 months ago, she kissed a guy that she works with. It was just a kiss. Nothing happened after that. And now after 6 months, she's full of guilt and wants to know if she admits that or just lets it go.
Glenn wrote in just a little personal message on Facebook. He says, don't say anything. You know how many times I've been super excited to leave work for the day that I just start making out with coworkers in the parking lot? Happens all the time. No big deal. It's from Glenn. It's Friday. Who wants tongue kisses?
Thank you, dude.
Thanks, Glenn.
Lines are full. This we're going to try to get to as many as we can. Like Becky. Hi, Becky. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what do you think?
I think she should not tell. It's just like to clear her conscience to make him feel horrible. It's like work on the problem, not the symptom.
Okay, that's well said.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, I don't think I disagree with that. Becky, thank you for being on the show.
Kisses.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye-bye. Here comes Daniel. Hey, Daniel, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great. Good. What do you think about this? Should she tell him or not?
This is a tough one, but I think there's like a couple variables, but I do not think that she should tell him mostly because at that 6 month mark, just in terms of she still sounds like she feels a little guilty about it. You know, 3 years of marriage, the spark is going to go out a little bit, but it doesn't mean that you can't revive it like we were talking about before. You know, that's going to happen to all of us. It's not the fairy tale anymore. But at the same time, sounds like she's kind of hopefully learned her lesson. One of two things is going to happen. If she tells him, then it's going to make things bad. Or if she really keeps thinking about it and does it again, it's going to make things bad. Sounds like the only problem that can be solved, though, is if she kind of internalizes it, you know, asks for, you know, kind of forgives herself inside and then moves on.
I feel like she's going to be constantly tempted, though. She's seeing this guy at work all
right.
the time, every day. She obviously liked right. the kiss.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like
maybe
this
they
is going to be
together
bad.
Anymore. You know,
if you really want to be, you know, if you want to work on your marriage, like all of us who are married, you know, if you really want to work on it, then maybe you'll, you know, either talk to this guy again and be like, hey, I really don't feel comfortable being around you anymore. Or maybe, you know, your marriage is worth quitting your job. Come on, let's be honest now.
Yeah, but then you got to explain that.
I don't know. I really like my job.
Yeah, Damn there's plenty of good excuses you can do to make up to quitting your job, but not so many for cheating on somebody.
Right.
All right, buddy. We're going to go to Tammy's call. Daniel, thank you very much
Thanks,
for being
man.
On the show, buddy, okay?
Thanks,
see you, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time. So, Tammy, what do you think about this? Should she not tell or should she tell?
I think she should tell. You got to have full disclosure, total honesty.
I disagree with that,
Sorry.
But in this particular situation, maybe, I just don't think there's a blanket full disclosure, but
I mean, you got to put yourself in the husband's shoes. I mean, is it better that he just doesn't know?
No, because it's like, I mean, if it happened at work, I'm sure it's going around the pool.
No, but they were out somewhere and it was just, he just walked her back to the car or whatever. Nobody else saw it. So, and it's been 6 months.
Kiss and tell.
Yeah, right. Well, there is that. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you called us. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Time for one more on the phone. Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So Tammy says you should tell. What do you think?
Okay, my husband and I are celebrating 20 years this year, and you should not tell because at this point, all she's trying to do is to ease her own conscience. And here's the thing. If you're marriage is fainting after 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you have a responsibility. You get to go back and you get to find out what made you fall in love with this person in the first place. Find that feeling, recreate that feeling, and continue your marriage.
What if you can't find that feeling, though?
Well, that's a different story. If you can't find the feeling, then you find a way to end it. But
what if she's feeling like, you know, at 3 years, I'm already not into this. How am I going to go another 30? Should I just get out now?
Well,
if that's how she's truly feeling, then get out now. Don't waste that man's time.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I brought this up over the weekend because we got this on Friday, and I brought this up over the weekend with Gretch, and she didn't even hesitate. She goes, oh, she just needs to get out of her marriage right now. She's like, if she's doing this now, she goes, she's
right. This is just the beginning.
Give this guy a break. Just move on.
You know, I told myself when I got married, now I have not been hit. If my husband hit me one time, I would forgive him. You hit me twice, I'm going to have your butt thrown in jail so fast you won't know what happened.
Well, you know, you should do that with the first time, too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Debbie, thank you for the call. I don't want to go down that road
right now.
No,
not at all.
Appreciate that. Let me give you a couple more that were sent in through social media. I'll save Denise's for last because it just kind of made me laugh. But Claire wrote, no way you tell. Just don't let it happen again and don't ruin his life because you feel guilty about something stupid. And she says, I've been there. My husband admitted a kiss that he'd shared with someone about a month after it happened, said he was racked with guilt for a month and just had to tell me it was devastating. We got through it, but looking back, I would have been happier just not knowing. That's from the viewpoint of someone who's getting the news.
Right, yeah.
Like you just like we talked about 10 minutes ago. It's like you just wrecked my life when I was going along happy as can be. And because you're miserable, you've got to make me miserable too.
It always goes this direction, though. Like, what if she told him and he was like, oh, tell me more about it.
Oh, wait a minute. Then we get to Denise's letter. Denise wrote and said, hey, if she wants to put the spark back in her love life, she should have brought this other guy home.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.